Okay. Good. All right. So, who here has seen this game before? I know a lot of you people have. All right. Who here has not seen the game? Welcome to anyone that is joining for the first time. Basically, here's how we do this. I've been running this game for almost 10 years now. I've been bringing it to Anthro New England ever since 2018. This is actually a very quick paced game show where we get four contestants up. They're going to sit up in this desk over here, and we're going to play basically a last man survival type of format. I'll explain kind of the exact rules as far as how it goes, but for example, this is going to be like a game show where I ask you a question that has multiple right answers to it. Name a person's name that begins with the letter M, for example. And you keep giving, one person at a time keeps giving an answer, and it goes in order, and it'll keep going until someone fails, basically. And then it's, in terms of a last man survival format, it's going to go until there's one contestant left, and we have a ton of different questions, basically. This will be about anything. I usually bring this to anime conventions, but this is not just anime stuff. I have pretty much everything in terms of generic subjects that you can possibly think of, so no one will really have a distinct advantage in any specific category, per se. So this game, like I said, it's a lot of fun. As far as a quick history of it, this is actually based off of a very short-lived game show in the 1970s called Pass the Buck. It came out on CBS in the year 1978, and it was on TV for about 3 months. And again, the premise of it, very, very simple, very easy to follow. And when all is said and done, you can win a lot of stuff, and you could potentially even win prizes such as AirPods. Ooh. So I'm not kidding around here as far as grand prizes go. So I'm going to start recording, but I got to know, we got to get four people that want to play this game and who wants to be the first contestant. So who wants to come up? Randy, have you played this before?
Huh? I have not, actually.
All right, come on up.
I jumped last, too.
Yep. Yeah, you come up, yep.
I never played this before.
You've played before. I know you've played before.
Played before.
Let's see. I'll get you up in a little bit, but I want to get new face. Who has not played this game before that wants to play? You want to try? You want to try? Are you sure? You want to come up? What? One of you, you either one of you pick who wants to come up. I need one more person. Yeah, you come by. Don't worry. We got plenty of time to get plenty of people up, okay? Yep. So it's not...
I don't know.
I know it's all.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
You know, maybe you'll give it a shot. Maybe you'll win something.
Let's see how it goes first.
I don't know what they were doing.
All right. Okay. Now, you guys can grab the microphones here and make sure that they work. I'm going to speak loud enough so that everyone can hear me, right?
What?
Yep.
What'd you say?
Yeah, exactly, right?
My hearing aid's coming.
Here's how this is going to work. I'm going to basically tell you a little bit of an intro, and then we'll get right into this game as far as explaining how everything goes here. I got to just do one quick thing, and I got to grab my tablet because I need that. Okay. Oh, does anyone have a pen I can write with?
Yeah, yeah. Sharpie.
I need a pen.
That works.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting
here.
Who has a pen?
We got a Sharpie at that one.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's do this. Let's get everyone's name. Obviously, I know that you're Randy. Randy, what was your name?
I'm Daniel.
Daniel? You can be any name you want, by the way. I don't want to use your furry name, that's fine.
You can call me Sorcery.
Sorcery? I like that.
Yeah.
Sorcery, all right. Greg?
Yup.
Hi, Greg.
What up?
Greg, Randy, Daniel, Sorcery, and Greg. Welcome to this game. Just grab one more thing. We'll finally be on our way here. All right, I think we got everything set up. Watch this really quick as we're going to play a little bit of an intro here, okay? You guys can all see the screen. Here we go. All right. These contestants today are going to battle it out to try to win a lot of great, awesome prizes. Live from Anthro New England 2024. Welcome to Pass the Again! Near the lion, you can see my badge here. That's me. I have business cards to give you guys if you want to get them. Alright. Now, I've been coming to this con actually every single year since 2015, since it first started. So,
yeah.
And I finally got my fursuit a few years ago, and so I've been able to finally showcase my fursuit. So, in case anyone hasn't seen me, I'm a giant, strong lion. So, yeah, go Lions, right?
Yep.
Alright. So, welcome to our contestants. Here's how this overall gameplay is going to work. I want you to look at the screen here, but again, even if you can't see the screen well, don't worry. We're going to make sure that you guys know how to play this game before we actually get the actual gameplay started itself. So, anyone that can see the screen here, here are the rules of this game. Contestants will be answering questions that is given by the host for one contestant at a time from my left to right, so from you, Randy, going down. Must keep giving a correct answer relating to the question that I give you. And we'll play a practice round so you know exactly how this game works, okay? If a contestant gives an unacceptable or duplicate answer or takes too long to give an answer, they'll be buzzed out. And then the next player after them will have a chance to eliminate that contestant that faltered by giving their own correct answer to the same question. Every correct answer builds up money in an established bank. The bank will start at 100 yen and will go up by 25 yen for every correct answer. But once we reach certain intervals, correct answers will be worth more once you reach certain checkpoints. It'll go up by 50 yen once you reach the 500 yen mark. It goes up by 75 yen once you reach 1,000. It goes up by 100 yen at 2,500, plus 200 at 5,000, and plus 1,000 if you reach the 10,000 yen mark. The bank itself will have a 25,000 yen limit. That will be the amount that the AirPods will be worth in terms of being able to get a set of AirPods if you want them. Gameplay ends when there is only one remaining player left out of the four that were on stage. The remaining solo player will win the bank, and then we'll go on to the bonus round to try to win an additional 5,000 yen on top of that. Actually, I feel generous today. I'll make it only 20,000 for the AirPods, not 25,000 that you need, okay? You need 20,000 yen to get a pair of AirPods. That's actually not too bad. It has that amount, as certain people know in this room, Tsukanko, nobody achieve that as far as how really high numbers go. This is a single elimination game. We're only the lone survivor, so after there is only one contestant left. After you play the bonus round, you stay up for the next main game afterwards, and we get three new contestants to play against them. Okay? If the same person makes it to the bonus round more than once, every bonus round at that point forward will be worth 10,000 yen, not 5,000. So added stakes if you made it to the bonus round more than once and basically win more than one main game. All money can be used to buy prizes from the prize table that we have. We have a million things over here. As a quick thing, I have anime bags. Obviously, I have the AirPods. I have anime figures. I have pop sockets for your phone. I have keychains, gummy bears. I have plushies. I got kind of a little bit of a mixture of everything here. I have hats. I just kind of have a little bit of everything that you could possibly think.
Yeah, I want a pop socket from you. That's proof right there that I played the game.
Perfect. Exactly.
Yep.
Yes.
I want it. Yep.
Yep. Again, manga books, I got kind of, like, literally this bag itself is actually a prize. All right, so we're going to play a little bit of a practice round here to make sure that you guys know how to play this game. Now, I'm basically going to be hosting this. I'm going to be going over the questions, and Azurine here is actually my judge, so she's going to be helping me out. So if in case there's an issue that I have with a question or if I need a little bit of extra help, she's actually going to be helping me out to make sure that we kind of get through this game together. So, again, we'll make sure that we work as a good team, right?
All right.
Okay. All right, let's play a practice round. All right, you guys ready? Here's the practice question. Name any person's name that begins with the letter J. Go.
John.
Yep.
Julian.
Jaden.
Okay.
Josephine.
Uh-huh.
Julie.
Okay.
Jimmy.
Okay.
Julius.
Jacqueline.
Good.
Jane.
Okay.
Jackson.
Okay.
Jasper.
Good one.
Jason.
Yep. So if you take too long, this is what's going to happen. You get buzzed out just like that. Now, so if you take too long, basically, or let's say you gave a duplicate answer, an unacceptable answer, can you give something that hasn't been said yet?
Jericho.
Okay, just for technical reasons, I'll give you that. Yes. So, then you would have been eliminated. There would have been only three people left. We would go to a new question at that point and play a completely different question with only three people left. Now, let's say if you fail, but then let's say that, Daniel, if you also fail, then you have a chance to eliminate both of them with only one correct answer. So no one is safe on any question whatsoever. We could literally go through just one question where everyone gets eliminated. Now, let's say if everyone fails, and so let's just say if you get incorrect, but then everyone else gets an incorrect after you, we call that a standoff. A standoff basically means that everyone survives the question, but there's a catch to that. If we have three straight questions where everyone fails and no one gets eliminated, we reset the whole entire bank, basically, back to 100 yen. It's only happened a couple times, so hopefully we don't have that happen. Now, here's what I'll also tell you. In terms of the questions that we have, that was kind of an open-ended question where there isn't really a set number of answers to that. There kind of is, but not really. Some questions do have a set number of answers where if you reveal all of them, everyone survives in a good way, and sometimes there's bonuses attached to those questions too. And then some questions are a 50-50 type of statement. So I'll come to you and I'll say, is the answer either A or B? You gotta just get it right, and then we pass it off to the next person, basically. Do we have a rough understanding as to how this game works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys understand how this game works in the audience? All right. So, I have over 100 different questions in this question packet here. And so again, we got plenty of stuff that we can play around with here. So again, if you have absolutely no idea on certain things here, don't worry. I'll make sure I kind of guide you guys through this. Now, here's the next question I will also ask you guys. I'm going to ask you this first before we go into it. Do you guys want to be open to playing any anime-based questions?
I don't watch a lot of anime.
Okay, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. All right, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. The reason why I ask that is because a lot of these are anime questions, but I have quite a lot that are not. So, again, yeah, you don't have to worry about that. All right, let's see. All right, I'm going to start off with a certain question. I'm going to start off with number 18. I'm going to have you help me write this down in case there's something I forget. All right. I'll make sure that... Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Here's the first question of the day. We're going to start with Randy, work our way down to Daniel, then Sorcery, and then Greg. Here we go. Let's do a simple question that I've done before that talks about the exact environment that we are in. To survive this round, name me anything you can see in this room right now. Anything. But do not be extremely specific with your answer. If you're extremely specific and you say that it's something that someone's wearing that's very unique to their person or character, we might still buzz you out for that for being so specific that no one else could probably notice it. Okay? All right. Randy, we're going to start with you. Name me anything that you can see in this room right now.
Masks,
of course, is a good answer.
Chairs.
Chairs is a good answer.
Fursuits.
Fursuits. Yep.
Hurries.
Yep.
Camera.
Camera, yep.
Lights.
Lights is good.
Cats.
Cats.
Hats.
Oh, hats, I'm sorry. That's good.
The projector.
Yes, the projector is good.
Tripod.
Tripod, yep.
Tables.
Tables, yep.
Fire alarm.
Ooh. That is good.
Wires.
Wires, yep.
Electrical outlets.
Electric outlet, yeah, I'll give you that.
Doors.
Doors, yeah. No, sorry. little bit of a...
Exit sign.
Exit sign, there you go.
Sunglasses.
Who's wearing... Oh, yeah.
Randy.
Good point, yep. There we go.
Plushies.
Yeah, actually, there you go. You guys are already doing really well. You're up to 500 yen already. Look at this, we go up to 550 now.
Carpet.
Yeah.
Rainbows.
Rainbows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll give that to you.
Watches.
Yep.
Extension cords.
Someone's already said wires, I think. Didn't someone say wires already? No, I'm not giving that to you. I'm sorry. All right, let's see. Daniel, you got something that hasn't been said yet?
Lanyards.
Lanyards is definitely a good answer. Nice job. All right, give me a round of applause, guys. So now we have an understanding as to how this game really works now. That was, yeah, it's just, I can't remember who said cords. Yeah, I was going to say, wires, yeah, those are the same thing pretty much.
Did anybody say table?
Yeah, he said table.
Yeah. Can we think of anything that wasn't said?
Cell phones.
Yeah. No, someone said furries.
Amplifier.
Computer.
Someone said projector. Amplifier.
Water bottle.
Laptop. I don't think anybody said laptop.
Voice recorder.
Yeah, that's true. All right, guys, here we go. We got to go to the next question here. All right, so let's go to the next one. All right, so, I think, let's see. Did you have a question you wanted to do, or you want me to pick one? That's fine. Okay, I'm going to do next question. We're going to do 25 next. Okay, I've done this one before as well. Here we go. I know we all can't store every piece of information we are given inside of our heads, so the next question applies to that, hopefully to help us out. To survive this round, name me anything that holds and or stores any type of information. For example, a USB flash drive, okay? Anything that holds or stores any type of information, okay? I don't want specific names of anything like brand names, okay? All right. So basically, Daniel, you're the last one to answer, so we're going to start with sorcery this time, all right? Mm-hmm. Give us anything, and let's go.
A library.
Library, absolutely, good answer.
Computers.
Computers, definitely a good answer.
Books.
Books, yes, 100%.
Smartphones.
Yep.
The internet?
Yep. We're up to 1,000 yen, guys. We're going up to 75 yen now.
The human mind,
yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Go ahead.
Bookstore?
Okay. On a technicality, let's just say a store.
Okay.
A store, okay? That's fine because stores can definitely store information.
Film.
Yes, very good answer, Phil.
CDs.
Thank you. I would know.
USB hard drive?
Yes, I'll give you a hard drive, yes.
Floppy disks.
That's old.
Going retro.
Video game consoles?
They can.
Information?
Absolutely. Five.
Satellites.
Yes, they definitely can. Yep.
VCRs.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. VCRs, absolutely. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Codexes.
No.
Brand
names. Oh my god. No.
All right, here we go. Let's see, sorcery. Can you eliminate Daniel here?
Photographs.
Yes, I will give you that, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, thank you guys. All right. Nice job, Daniel. You played a good game. All right.
Hard.
Down to two people. Who's going to win the money? Who's going to win the money here? Let's see.
How about a piece of paper?
It could. Absolutely. All right. All right. I got one. Let's do number 41. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I've done this question before, but we'll see. Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go. This is for the money. Who's going to win the game? Here we go. So, between Sorcery and Greg, here's the question. Time for a moment of bonding, literally. To survive this round, name me anything that holds or bonds either an item or people together, okay? Anything that holds or bonds either an item or people together. All right, Sorcery, you gave the last answer. We're gonna start with Greg first, all right? You're the first person, let's go.
Friendship.
Yes, the most obvious answer, yes.
Glue?
Glue, yes.
Love.
Yep.
Intimacy.
Not. Yeah, so I'll give that. Yeah, because, yeah, that some people might say, well, could that be considered love? No, that definitely could be considered still separate. Mm-hmm. Go. Yeah, okay, Miss Cliff, go ahead.
All good. Duct tape.
Yes, thank you.
Paper clips,
yes, very good.
Binder clips.
Ooh, good one. Binder clips, they are different, yep. Five.
Epoxy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's kind of the same as glue, isn't it?
No. It is, well, glue's big, you know?
Yeah. Who, okay, here's a question. I can't judge that. We can't. Okay, in the audience, who thinks that that's a correct answer?
Yeah.
Correct? Yeah. Okay, I'll give it to you.
Twist ties.
Yes. Look at this. We're up to 2,500. We go up by 100 yen now for every correct answer.
Companionship.
Yep. Not to be confused with friendship.
Yeah.
Companionship.
Buttons.
Yes. Buttons, absolutely.
War.
It definitely does, yes.
I'm sticking with not philosophical. Zippers.
Zippers, yes. Yes.
Society.
We're getting so technical now, okay.
Great. Will you consider like sewing, like a needle and thread?
Yes. Yep, sewing, absolutely. That bonds things together.
Unity.
Yeah.
Definition of together.
That's tough because we've already said love, we've already said intimacy, we've already said companionship. Unity.
It means together, literally.
Yeah, but, oh. All right, you know what? That's such a technical, tricky one, and I'm not going to do the audience to it. I'm going to give you a second. I'm going to give you a mulligan on that. I need a different answer. That's too tough of a judgment call on us. Five, four, three, two,
I don't know.
One. No. Okay, sorry. All right, here we go. Greg, can you win the game and win it all and win the money?
Nails.
Yes, that's right. Yes. 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 Very good. Wow. Yes. Very nice. $3,200. Wow, that's a lot of money. I'm telling you.
Good game.
That's really good.
No, that's, thank you.
That's a very good main game number here. All right. All right, so here's what I'm going to have you do now. So $3,200. Wow, very nice. Okay. Okay. Now.
Here's
this is car. Here we go. Okay. Okay. Let's move this over just a little bit. All right. Take a seat right on this chair right here. All right. Now. I'm going to have you do me a favor here. Pick a number from 1 to 10.
Ooh. 9.
9? Okay. And grab the microphone.
Oh yeah, the bonus round.
I take care of the bonus round. This is all made, so you don't have to worry about this while we're doing this. If you want to look for new questions to play, go for it. All right. Now, here is how the bonus game is going to work here. Test session. Oh. Make sure. No, I think this one is also working. I'll just make sure.
It works, but I don't think it's like charged, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, it kind of is. You guys can hear me good enough anyways, but I want to make sure that your mic is working because, again, yours is what really matters more than anything.
I think so it goes on that sound box over there, like on the top.
That's fine. Okay. All right. Speaking of the mic, make sure we can hear you.
Hello.
Okay. Here is how this works. You can see this little pyramid here that we have. Everyone can see the pyramid that we have here. And here's how they do it. This is how they did in the actual show as well. You can see 5,000 yen is available up for grabs here, in addition to the 3,200 that you already won. The 3,200 is guaranteed no matter what. See if you can add 5,000 to it, and here's how this works. You have four potential ways to win the 5,000 yen. We're going to start off on the bottom row of this pyramid here, where you can see there's four hidden answers, basically, to a question that I'm going to give you that's kind of similar to what we just played in the main game. What your goal is that in a 15-second time span here, when I give you the question, your goal is to just say as many things as you possibly can relating to the question that I give you. If you can reveal the four hidden answers that we have hidden on the board relating to that question, you win the money. If you reveal at least one answer, though, by the time that the question is over, but if you don't reveal everything, you'll survive the question and you'll go up to the next row where there will be three hidden answers to a different question. And then if you reveal at least one there, then you go up to the third row, basically, that has two answers, and then finally one potential answer. So you have four potential questions to win the money. So let's see if you can actually do it. Let's give Greg some motivation here. Come on. All right. I'm going to reveal the question. You don't have to say anything yet. I'm going to give you some time to think about this, okay? All right. Here is the first question here. Here's one I've done before in the bonus round. Think about this really carefully. Name me any of the top 25 most visited websites here in the United States, according to SimilarWeb.com. This was from December, so this past month. Family friendly. All right. So, just think of very popular websites that everyone visits, okay? Family friendly. And your goal is to just name as many as you possibly can. If it's not up there, keep saying stuff. Sling out as many as you possibly can, as fast as you possibly can, okay? All right, if you reveal all four, you win the money. If you reveal at least one, you survive the question. 15 seconds, are you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
15 seconds, ready, go.
Archive of our own, Google, Netflix, YouTube, DeviantArt, Bing, Microsoft, Gmail. Again, I'm going to say archive of our own. That's number three or four.
All right, you got two. You got YouTube and Netflix.
Okay.
Can we think of anything that was not mentioned?
CNN.
Facebook.
Amazon.
Nope.
NBC News.
Nope. Twitter.
Still no one's gotten it. Come on. What do you mean?
Discord.
You post your resume.
Twitter.
Oh. Indeed.
LinkedIn.
Oh, LinkedIn.
Really?
Yes, LinkedIn.
Couldn't happen.
And also Reddit.
Oh, Reddit.
I said Reddit.
Yes, okay. All right, you got two, you survived. You win extra money, by the way. You got 200 yen out of that.
Thank you,
all right, so if in case you don't win the 5,000, you'll still get extra money, obviously, from just getting those answers right, okay? It's basically either that or 5,000, whatever one, obviously, in terms of what you leave with. Here we go. Here's the second question, as inquired in the audience. And here we go. Oh, here we go. This is one that relates to this convention. As a con-themed question here, name any animal with five letters in its name. Five letters in its name, okay? I'll give you a few seconds to think about this, okay? I'll give you a few seconds. Again, do not shout out anything in the audience, please, whatsoever. All right, good time here. All right, you got some in mind?
Sure.
15 seconds. Ready, go.
Horse, lemur, puppy, snake. Lizard's not that. Gecko? No, it's still not. Yeah, I don't know. Horse, lemur, snake. That's all I got.
Okay. Gotta say something.
Mouse.
So
hyena.
Tyler, so
mouse.
We know what
hyena.
This guy is. Can
a
you
lion.
Think of his counterpart?
Tiger.
Yes. And then finally, it was a certain week that was on for TV, as far as like
shark.
Yes, shark.
Yeah.
Okay, but you got one. That's what matters. You survived the question. Okay. Here we go. Ooh.
This is hard.
But the main important thing is that you're surviving. There's the third one. And this is one I've actually done in the main game before. Name any credit card issuer or network. Okay? Oh. All right. Issuer or network. 15 seconds. Ready. Go.
Bank of America, Discover, Visa, MasterCard, Amex. God, I can't think of anything else. Visa. I said that already. No, that's it.
No.
Diners Club?
Nope.
I said
Japan Bank.
City.
City. Oh. Oh. Not just Visa, Citibank.
Yeah.
Visa.
Yeah. I would.
Well, this is interesting. Look where
skin
we're at
my
here.
Teeth.
All right. You basically have won a total of 650 yen. It all comes down to this. You're either going to get 650 or 5,000. All right.
Sounds good.
This is the final question. Let's see if you can do it. Here it is. Name anything that has a track.
Oh, God.
Okay? Anything that has a track. 15 seconds. Ready. Go.
Race cars, like, you know, NASCAR, Hot Wheels, trains, like a horse track, racing track, the subway, a music backing track.
Yes, you got it! Yeah! Awesome. So we add 5,000. Wow, you're up to a really good start. You actually, think about this. If you can win the next main game and then get the bonus round, you could get the AirPods.
That'd be cool.
Yes, you're up to, oh, wow, 8,200 yen. Give a round of applause to Greg. One more round. And we're going to get three new contestants up. Who wants to play this game? Okay, I will get you up finally. All right. Who wants to play? Still someone that has not played before. You want to come up?
Yeah, I'll try it.
Come on up. One more person. Who wants to come up? Yeah, sure. You can come on up. Yep. We still have plenty of time, guys. We can get at least maybe two more main games in this thing. Now, this is up to you. Do you want to sit at the very end, or do you want to sit at the anchor position number one?
No, I definitely want to sit at the end.
Okay. All right. I guess
I get too nervous.
Greg, you're up to 8,200. All right, let's get everyone else's names.
Reese.
All right. What was it?
It's easier if I just show.
Alright, Reese, Kazra, Collius, and Greg. Okay. You guys know how this game works? Alright. Did you see a question you wanted to do, or did you want to? That's a good one. That's a really good one. Okay. Let's try it. This is one I saw on TV from the original 1970. All right. You ready, guys? Here we go. A lot of these questions that we have done might act as comedy relief. Let's add a reverse psychology twist to this next question that also came from the original 1978 show. To survive this round, you must say the word ha without actually laughing at all. After the first person answers, we will continue to add an extra ha for every answer afterwards until either someone falters or until at least we get through four rounds, 16 answers total, basically, where you guys can all survive, okay?
Wait, sorry, I lost it. Were we all going one ha and then two ha, or are we going one?
Ha, 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 ha. And you cannot laugh. If we see anything, pay attention here at Azurine 2. Make sure that they're not laughing in any way, shape, or form.
Can you laugh on not on your turn?
What's up?
Can you laugh not on your turn?
You know what? No distractions. If that happens, then you know what? I'm going to still say that you're disqualified from the question and you can still be eliminated. Let's add a new twist into this, okay? All right. Reese, start us off with just one.
Ha.
Okay.
Ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Was that?
Yes.
Okay.
Next.
Ha 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 ha.
No, that's
he went
too
over.
Many.
He did 11.
That's too many. No.
You got to do 10.
But
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
so
9, 10.
Now you're going to, now you do 11 of them, okay?
Okay.
Go. That's only 10.
Hit 10, he's short one.
No.
Oh my gosh.
You got to do 12.
Okay. Ha 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 ha.
I don't think my fingers.
Good.
That's 12.
Wow, we eliminated two people just from that. Wow, that's crazy. Wow. Even not laughing, just the technicality aspect of that question is what eliminated them. All right, we have to say goodbye to both of you guys, but you played. That was a good question, though. All right, you guys can take a seat and look at this. Greg, this is.
I played through my fingers.
We're already down to only two people. Greg. Added stakes here. The pressure's on, okay?
Right.
And you're playing against a veteran who's also played this game before.
All right.
Did you see one that you wanted to do, or did you want to do? Or did you want me to pick one?
Or. In spirit. In spirit.
In spirit,
we've both already
won. That's a tough one. All right. Ooh, I got this one. 87. All right, let's do this one. You got to really think about this one, both of you, okay? So we are going to start with Reese here. Here we go. You know how Y is sometimes used as a vowel? All right, let's see how well you can apply that rule with this next question. To survive this round, give me any word you want, but it cannot contain any vowels. The word can only contain the letter Y in terms of the vowel rule. I'm going to give you a couple hints about this. There's a lot of three-letter words that do not have any regular vowels but contain the letter Y, and most of these words end with the letter Y as well. Proper nouns are not allowed for this, though we only need 10 answers for you both to survive, okay? So five rounds. Here's a bonus. If you can name any word that's longer than three letters, a correct answer is worth double for the bank, and if you all survive, it will also add an extra money bonus into the bank on top of all of that. All right, so anything that does not have a vowel, spell it out if in case we ask for it. All right, Reese.
And why is the only vowel?
Why is the only vowel in terms of that vowel rule, okay? Go for it.
Cry.
Yep.
Fly,
yes.
Try.
What was it?
Pry.
Try? Yes.
I said.
Pry with a P.
Pry with a P.
Pry, okay. And I'll also give you try because that was a mistake on my part. Okay, go.
Oh, God. Nope.
Five, four, three, two.
Sly? With an S.
Yes, good.
Yes.
Nice. Survived it. Five. Four, three, two, one. Reese, no.
No.
Can you survive, Greg, and go on to the bonus round?
Hey.
I don't think so.
She's got to do one, though.
Four, three, two, one.
Oh, no.
No.
Cut.
We have a standoff. Both of you survive, but let's find out two more questions. I was hoping you would do a couple two-letter words. Bye, my.
Shoot.
Guy?
No, guy's. Yes, you. Yeah, no, that wouldn't work. Yes, guy, that would work. Yep. All right. Let's go to question. We're going to go to question 88.
That's good. See, we won together.
Yes, you're right.
But if you lose two more questions together, then we reset the whole entire bank. Okay? All right. Here's another one that might sound very easy, but it's actually pretty difficult. To survive this round, name any word you want that ends with the letter D, as in David. Okay? Any word you want. However, you must be careful here, as the word itself cannot contain the letter E or the letter L as the second to last letter in that word. Okay?
E or L?
E or L cannot be the second to last letter in that word.
And ends with D.
And ends with D. Okay?
And proper nouns like are
proper
okay.
Nouns are allowed.
Okay.
Yep. Some examples of correct answers for this question would be the words dad, kid, and cloud. Proper nouns are allowed for this, but abbreviations are not. If we ask, make sure you spell out the word. 20 correct answers, so 10 rounds total, and you guys both survive. If you correctly name any word that is six letters or longer, That answer is worth triple for the bank. Okay? All right. We go back to Reese. Anything that ends with the letter D but cannot be the end, but not have E or L as the second to last letter. Go ahead.
Lid.
Lid. Yep. Spell it for me just in case.
L-I-D.
Yep.
Slid with an S.
What was it?
Slid. S-L-I-D.
Yes. Well, that is a word, right?
It is. Yeah. Like I said.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Yep.
Rod. R-O-D.
Yep.
Had. H-A-D.
Good job.
Rod. P-R-O-D.
Okay.
Trod with a T. T-R-O-D.
Is that a word?
Yeah, trod. Okay.
Stepped on something, to trod on it. Don't tread on me or don't trod.
You can tell I haven't heard that word.
Fad. F-A-D.
Good job.
Speaking of trod, tread. T-R-E-A-D.
Good one. Yep.
Mod. M-O-D.
Yep. How many answers are that? That's, I want to say, 9? Yeah, I think that's 9. We'll go to you as the 10th answer.
All right. Claude. C-L-O-D.
Clod, C-L-O-D, that's a word, right?
Yeah, yeah, like a dolt or a dummy, a clod.
Clod. Yeah.
Halfway there, we need 5 more rounds.
Pod, P-O-D?
Yes.
Proper noun's okay, right?
Yep.
Chad, C-H-A-D.
Yes. Yep.
Chad.
4 more rounds. 5, 4... Three.
Said. S-A-I-D.
Good job.
Hamid? H-A-M-I-D? Also a name.
Yeah, I'll give that to you. 3 more rounds.
Humid. H-U-M-I-D.
Yes, good one.
Clad? C-L-A-D.
We haven't done that.
Yeah, ironclad.
Yep.
Clad.
Okay. Do 2 more rounds. I'll make it two more rounds total, and you both survive. Come on.
Mad, M-A-D.
That was not said yet, right?
No.
Brad, E-R-A-D?
Yes.
Brad, R-A-D.
Yes. Give us 1 more. We wrap up this question.
Wad, W-A-D.
There you go. You guys both survived. All right. All right. I think let's go to the. Well, did you have one or did you want me to go to the next one?
Oh, yeah, just the next one.
Next one. Here we go. Simple question here, but please keep this family friendly. To survive this round, Amy, something that is normally done with either your arms, hands, or fingers, but do not be very specific with your answers, because if you are, we can either simplify the answer or buzz you out for being way too specific. Okay? All right. Reese, we start with you. Still for the money here. Give us anything that is done with your arms, hands, or fingers.
Throwing.
Yes.
Catching.
Yep.
Eating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sewing.
Good job.
Fidgeting.
Yeah, definitely.
Weaving,
yeah. Yep.
Cleaning.
Cleaning is absolutely good.
Knitting.
Lots of arts and crafts here, right?
Yeah.
Typing.
Typing, good job.
Writing.
Yes. Thank you. I was hoping you would say that.
Driving.
Yes. Go up by 100 yen now for every correct answer.
Drawing. Different from writing.
Yes, drawing is different.
Shaking hands.
Yes, shaking hands, yep.
High-fiving.
Good one.
Clicking, like with a mouse.
Yes. Yep.
Buttoning.
Buttoning.
What is candy doing?
Sure, I'll give you that.
Punching.
Yes. All right, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, slapping.
Slapping. I'm going to limit this to 5 more rounds, 10 more answers, and you both survive again.
Pushing.
Pushing, yes.
Braiding.
Braiding? Yeah.
Picking up.
Yes. And I'm also going to simplify that to also lifting. Okay?
Climbing.
Climbing, yes. That is four answers. We need six more.
Crawling?
Yes, that's absolutely done with your hands.
Picking.
Pick. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll give that to you. Yeah, yeah, that's not, yeah, different from lifting, yeah.
Putting down?
Putting down, oh. I said lifting, but putting down. I'll give that to you, yes.
Painting.
Good, thank you. Painting, absolutely. We'll do two more answers, come on. Five, four, three.
Carrying.
Two. Yeah, different from lifting. Yes, carrying, yes. Can you wrap up this question again?
Sure, hugging.
Hugging, yes. Alright, I'm going to do something I normally don't do for you guys. Watch the screen here. Alright, now, look what's going to happen here. We go up by 200 yen for every correct answer now that we've reached 5,000, okay?
Alright.
So, now, this next one here, let's see here. Ooh, alright. How about 90? Unless you, did you find one that you wanted? Ooh, that's a good one, yep. Alright, here we go. Let's get numbers involved for this one. To survive this round, give me any familiar or well-known phrase that contains a number in it. For example, three of a kind. Any familiar or well-known phrase that contains a number in it. Okay? Anything you want. It has to be something that obviously everyone's at least heard of once. Okay? I might go to the audience in case I need any help for this. All right, Reese. Here we go. Go.
It takes two to tango.
Good job.
Four of a kind.
Yes. Five.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away?
No, that's not a number. I'm sorry. All right, here we go. Greg, can you win the game and win this insanely big bank amount?
Two peas in a pod.
Yes! There you go!